Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. We have an Earth-directed solar storm that could bring us more aurora, and not one, but two new active regions on the Earth-facing Sun come out to play. Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week started out quiet, but it sure didn't stay that way. As we switched to our front side sun, you can see everything was pretty bland until we started seeing a new sunspot emerge on the Earth-facing disk. This region ended up being one of the biggest sunspots we've seen in quite some time, and you can see it fizzling and farting there. This became named Region 2757, and on the 25th, it fires off an Earth-directed solar storm. It's kind of hard to see here, and we had to wait for the models to kind of get an idea of when it's going to hit Earth. Right now, it looks like it's going to hit Earth right about the 29th, but it's probably going to be a pretty weak storm. You know, we're not that far from solar minimum, so these storms aren't all that strong yet. But hey, who cares? We're seeing these solar storms being launched far more frequently, and as activity continues to ramp up, these storms are going to get stronger. But believe it or not, this is not the only story. We also have a new bright region that's rotating into Earth view on the Sun's southeast limb. This is a solar cycle 25 sunspot. It's a new cycle sunspot, and or it's actually a active region. It didn't last as a sunspot all that long, so it's probably not going to get a designation from NOAA. You know, these new cycle sunspots have a tendency to be a bit shy. They kind of poke out onto the surface of the Sun and then dive back down. So we're going to have to deal with these being bright regions for quite some time yet. Now, as we switch to our far-sighted Sun, this is Stereo A. It's our partially far-sighted monitor. You can see that active region kind of emerging in the center of the disk in the south. Now, this region is helping to boost the solar flux. We are now back into the balmy 70s for emergency radio communications and amateur radio operators. But luckily, this region is not doing any serious flaring, so we don't have to worry about radio blackouts or anything like that for space launch affecting communications or any other types of space traffic. Switching to our moon, we are now coming out of a new moon on our way to a first quarter, and by the first, the moon will be about 40% illuminated. So you night sky watchers, if you want to check those dim objects in the sky, you're going to need to check your local rise and set times. Switching to our solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are anticipating the hit from that earthward-directed solar storm, and it should be hitting us around the 29th. Now, we're not expecting a big impact, but at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting active conditions with up to about a 25% chance of a major storm. Now, at mid-latitudes, we're only expecting unsettled conditions, but we do have up to about a 20% chance for active conditions, and this may be followed by a little pocket of fast solar wind, which could enhance things just a little bit and make it last a little while. But nonetheless, as we approach through and get through the weekend, things should settle down. And so aurora photographers, if you're going to catch this, you're going to have to stay on your toes. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, we do have a couple bright regions on the Earth-facing disk, but they're really not firing off any big flares. I think we've seen a couple B-class flares, but outside of that, not much else. So everything is in the green when it comes to big solar flares. We have no risk for radio blackouts, and that should make GPS users and anyone dealing with radio communications for launch or for any type of space traffic, that should make you very happy. No risk for that on Earth's day side. But because we do have a couple bright regions, in fact, we have region 2757 on the Earth-facing disk right now, it has been boosting the solar flux. Look at that. We're back up into the mid-70s, the balmy 70s for solar flux. And this should make amateur radio operators extremely happy. You should be able to be getting a little bit better radio propagation, even on some bands that have been pretty bad as of late. And these conditions will last on Earth's day side easily over the next week. So enjoy. Now, also because we are at solar minimum, we are getting a higher cosmic ray impingement than we normally would have. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high altitudes and high latitudes, you all are in the moderate range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week started out quiet, but it's sure not going to end that way. We have two bright regions on the Earth-facing disk, and one of them has even fired off an Earth-directed solar storm. And that should be hitting us in and around the 29th, and it could bring aurora down to mid-latitudes, but definitely should get some aurora show at high latitudes. So your aurora photographers, stay on your toes, because this could be a decent chance to get a little something. Now, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, you ought to be loving life right now. The two bright regions on the Earth-facing disk have brought the solar flux up into the mid-70s. When was the last time we saw that? So this brings us up to marginal radio propagation on Earth's dayside, and you should be able to get and enjoy some decent propagation, even on bands that you haven't been able to use very much as of late. And these trends will continue easily over the next week before things begin to fizzle down. Now, GPS users, well, you guys should also be loving things on the dayside. Side of Earth is everything is still pretty quiet. But when that solar storm hits on the 29th, be sure to stay away from the dawn dust terminators and stay away from aurora if you want your GPS reception to remain top notch. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.